The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this June 1st, 2023. Summertime, folks. It's a tough time. But we're here tonight, and our producer for the whole while is none other than Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
And right here, we'd let him in the studio tonight so they can sit right here in the chair. They don't have to stand anymore. They can sit right down, right in front of the mic. And the cackling you hear, you know that cackling's coming from Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She's kind of affectionately known as Glock Lisa around the church. She has a Glock, and she lets everybody know she's got a Glock. Scares most of the church pretty bad, right?
Amen.
Amen. There you go. Nat there. That is that. That's the dandy. That's Randy.
Hey, be blessed. No stress, everybody. Good evening.
All right. Way out yonder, and I believe he's calling from Illinois. We have Dr. Peter Glidden.
Well, hello, Pastor. Hello, everybody. Is it a coincidence that you're from Independence, Ohio, Pastor? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Well, we're going to start out tonight. We just got a prayer request here tonight. Scott McNeil is going to be, he's going to have an emergency hip replacement or surgery. And I don't know Scott, but I do know his dad, Jim McNeil. He is one of our Christian patriots, a very strong man of God and a bold Christian patriot. And so he's asked that we pray for his son, so we're going to do just that. And I'm going to ask all you. I love it when parents do that, you know. I love it when the children are praying for their parents and the parents praying for their children and family. So I'm going to ask all you folks out there to join me in that prayer. And because, again, God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. It says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, so let's go. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want, I don't know Scott, but Lord, you know all things. And we want to hold him up, and Lord, and ask that that you be with him during this whole surgery. And Father God, Lord, that he might receive a complete, well, that you might guide the surgeon's hands, Father. That you might guide. Now, we know, Lord, that all you'd have to do is say, behold, and he would be whole. But Lord, you use people. You use us to do mighty, mighty work. So however he do it, I just would ask, Lord God, that you would touch him and that he might, and the surgery, that you would guide the surgeon's hands and that the surgery would go good. And Lord, we know that we can count on you. All things work together for good to those that love you. And we know that, I know Pastor Joe's surgery didn't go so good, but we know that all things work together for good. We know that you were in it, even though it didn't work out real good. We know that that he's going to have another surgery. And so for both of them, too, for Scott and Pastor Joe, Lord, I just pray that you be with them and everything comes out in a way, Lord, it's glorifying to you too. And Lord, that you bless them in every area they can receive that blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Alrighty, so tonight we're going to start in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. Now, this is the first day, the month of June, the communist Joe Biden and the absolutely completely immoral, corrupt Democratic Party, just as corrupt as corrupt can get. I don't think they can become any more corrupt than they are, okay? They have designated June as Sodomite Month. Sodomite, what they call LGBTQ pride. Now, God's Word, the Bible says what? What comes before the fall? Pride. So when Joe Obama, when he put the word out to fly the flags over the embassies promoting sodomy, shake that rebellious fist in the face of a holy God, there came the pride, right?
That's right. And God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
And then yes. What happened to Joe Obama Biden today?
He
took a fall, didn't he?
Yes.
So
the pride came and so did the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the title of my message for this coming Sunday, Lord's willing. The pride has come and the wicked are falling. And we're going to take a look at all of that because we're seeing Coca-Cola, we're seeing Anheuser-Busch, we're seeing Target stores, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, PetSmart. One by one by one, they're going down, aren't they?
Amen. Okay.
Yes.
They're losing. And so God's, he says, isn't he the one that created the eye? Doesn't he see? And the ear, doesn't he hear what's happening? Okay. So Randy, go ahead and start with, read a verse at a time.
Okay.
And we'll comment. And Peter, you can jump in and comment too.
Okay, now these
very, very
be
good.
Okay, now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. You want me to stop there?
Well, here, it's almost identical in these words to Psalm 18.
Yes.
Psalm of David. And so here, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. So now, what do you have here? You've got the God of Israel, and then you've got the rock of Israel. Who's the rock of Israel?
Oh, the rock of Jesus Christ.
Right, so you're having a conversation between the Trinity, huh?
Yes.
And so, but he says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Ruling in the fear of God. So here, these are David's last words. And David said that they spoke to him, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
But also, if you think about it, that's what we don't have here. Nobody rules in the fear of God.
Right.
For the most part. That's mm-hmm. what we don't have here.
No, we don't have that today.
And, right.
And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springeth out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. Well, I'm going to tell you, we need to pray for some rain here in Ohio. And
amen.
Yes.
We haven't had rain now in 12 days. And it looks like we're not going to have rain for another 8 days before the first. This does not bode well, right?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
What does, in the days of Elijah and Ahab and Hillary, or Ahab and Jezebel. Remember what was going on. There was a drought in the land, and Ahab was looking for Elijah to bring rain, right? And because why? Because there was no fear of God with Ahab, huh?
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The holding back of rain in the Bible is a form of judgment.
Yes.
You think maybe some of us understand what's happening here in Ohio?
Amen. I think so.
Alrighty. So not just Ohio, it's many places in the country. Now, let me ask you something else there, because something else was taking place there at Jezebel's table. Okay. You had the prophets of Baal all this set there. And you had a situation where Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard. And Naboth couldn't sell that because God had made very clear it could never leave the family. It had to stay stay within the relatives. So, but Ahab knew that. But he still, but when Naboth told him that he couldn't do that, Ahab was willing to settle for that, but Jezebel came in. And Jezebel is wicked. She did to him even what Hillary was trying to do to Donald Trump, okay?
That's right.
Whenever, you know, I think about those two, if they were to meet up, what a match it would be, because you have the personalities of Ahab and Jezebel and Bill and Hillary are identical. Your personalities are identical. And
so are the methods.
Yeah, they are identical.
The methods. Yes. The methods.
Well, yeah, let's look at that, because here, now we keep reading here, and we read, although my house be not with so, God, be not so with God, yet he that hath made me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is my salvation, and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Now listen to this. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. Now let me ask you a question here. When Jezebel brought up false prophets, she brought in against Naboth to give false testimony, they were who? The sons of Belial.
Sons of Belial.
They were the sons
right.
of Belial.
Worthless men, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do they call the sons of Belial today? What do we call them?
Sodomites.
They're called LGBTQ.
Yeah, LGBT. I was going to say worthless people, the worthless people, mm-hmm. the perverted worthless people.
Well, it had two names, the worthless ones and the wicked ones, okay?
Yes.
But they were the Sodomites. So Jezebel got the Sodomites to bear false witness, okay? And today, what do you have? You have, I mean, the government's filled with, the Biden regime is filled with, they honor sodomy, they honor, and pedophilia.
That's right.
It can't be any more wicked than it is. Okay, and so, here now, but the sons of Belial shall be all of them in thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. Why was it that David's men could not touch the sons of Belial, the LGBTQ of that day? That's what they were, LGBTQ.
Right. It would pollute them. It'd make them, ceremonially and ceremonially unclean.
Well, not just ceremonially. Diseases. They were filled with disease.
Yes.
Yeah, unclean.
They were filled with disease. Okay.
Yep.
And so here today. Now, do you understand this? I watched the Spectrum News. Spectrum News was celebrating the fact that the embassies was flying the sodomite flag. They were celebrating this, okay? Now, what does that? Does that make Spectrum News unclean?
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah. If they're part of that.
It's what, yeah, well, if you promote it,
yeah.
Okay, you're a part of it. What about NBC, ABC, CBS?
Part of that.
Yes.
So it tells you, now, the Word of God, if the Word of God calls you unclean, are you unclean?
Yes, you
yes.
are.
Yes.
So when he said fenced in, he said that they cannot be taken with hands. Shall not touch the fence with iron. How did that work, being fenced with iron?
I thought that was armed. That's another term for being, they were armed with, they were armed with
iron. Fenced with iron, they had a shield that had holes through it. The shield where you would run a spear through that. And he said you would run a spear with them, and you would burn them where they dropped. Not touch it with their hand, okay? Because they were filled with disease.
Disease, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so today, and this, they may not be filled with a disease today. Everything's happening out there today. Everybody is sick, and I know why. Yeah, I've heard that before now.
Mm-hmm.
And so here.
But AIDS is still very much active and alive. It might not garner the headlines, but it's there's still a lot of it.
They got drugs to try to cover it up, don't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, so here. Anyhow, so now here, what God's Word, the Bible, how did God's Word, the Bible, deal with sodomites? Because Lord's willing, I'll be preaching this Sunday on the pride has come and the wicked are falling, and we're going to take a look at what is happening around the country in the time, in the days we're living in, which the Bible calls time of sorrows, or what, the evil day, huh?
Yes, right.
Yes.
And it's happening here. So to honor or to celebrate something that God calls an abominable thing, where does that, what kind of a person does that make you?
No, it makes you the same thing, reprehensible, detestable to God, if you will.
What do you think? Is he talking about reprobate Peter?
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
100%. And so, I mean, and today, I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, I would really be offended if God's word referred to me as reprobate. I'd be offended. I'd be, not only that, I'd be scared to death, okay?
But if you go back to verse 3, it says, ruling in the fear of God. They have no fear of God. They don't.
No.
Because they don't believe in God.
That's right. That's
right. Right.
Yeah, but they're going to. I can tell you this.
Yes.
There's no unbelievers in heaven or hell.
That's right.
They're
right.
All believers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either in paradise or torment, but they're still believers, aren't they?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so anyhow, there you go. I'm seeing, are we having problems on our stations? I'm seeing those, Chicago's off. That's where Peter's calling from. Okay, we've got all kinds of people calling. What did you do, Peter?
I don't know, Pastor. It's the NSA. They're keeping tabs on me.
It must be. It must be out there today. So what's happening in Peter's world?
Well, I have advice for the person that we did the prayer for the surgery.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there is homeopathic medicine that costs about $10 that he or his father or somebody in the family can purchase. And the homeopathic medicines are dispensed in little blue vials. They're about the size of your pinky finger. And inside the plastic vial, it's a tube, is about 200 little white medicated pellets, and they're arranged alphabetically. Cost about $10, $15 for one vial. And the one that he should pick up is called Hypericum. You spell that H like Harry, Y, P like Peter, E like Echo, R like Roger, I like India, C like Charlie, U M like Mary, H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-U-M, Hypericum. And the potency, the strength would be 30C, C like Charlie, Hypericum 30C, homeopathic Hypericum in the 30C potency. And if he gives the son, the day before surgery, two pellets, three times a day, orally, just pop the pellets in your mouth, suck on them like a Tic Tac, two pellets the day of surgery, and two pellets immediately after surgery when he wakes up, and then again at night, and then three times the next day. So basically two pellets three times a day, every day, the day before, the day of, and the day after surgery. He will dramatically, and I mean dramatically, be able to cut down, if not eliminate, his pain medication completely.
Well, here's our problem. The problem is his surgery is first thing tomorrow morning, and he's at the Elmendorf Air Base in Alaska, and I think that's
that's a problem.
I think that's where he got hurt, if I remember right. Something fell on him. I remember when that happened, and now this is a second emergency surgery he has to have. So anyhow, but his father, I'm sure we'll be listening to the program in the morning, so he may be able to call down there, and would it do him any good to use it afterwards?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and it can't hurt. It's very inexpensive, and it can dramatically reduce the amount of pain meds that you take. And this is, you know, in a perfect world, we would have this knowledge would be available in the mainstream, right? Because we don't just have MD doctors in the world. We have naturopathic doctors. We have osteopathic doctors. We have chiropractors. Ayurvedic doctors, homeopathic doctors. So we have lots of different types of doctors all over the world, but in the United States and Canada and most industrialized nations, because of evil big pharma, the only medicine that can legally treat a disease is a drug, a pharmaceutical drug, and every medicine that's not MD medicine is kicked to the curb. It's illegal in some states. My profession, it's a felony to practice my medicine in two states in the United States, Florida and Tennessee. It's a felony, for goodness sake. It's not because it's bad medicine. It's because of the pharmaceutical power and the Food and Drug Administration's overreach. And, you know, things like this, that this is a really simple, easy thing that every surgeon should know. And, you know, again, thank God for insulin and thank God for lidocaine and thank God for surgery when it's necessary. A good friend of mine is a world-famous retired orthopedic surgeon. And people came from all over the world to him. He did Kobe Bryant's shoulder, for goodness sake. It's not the drug. It's how it's used. It's not the gun. It's how it's used. We need a free medical market to disseminate information like this and information that my colleagues and I know and talk about and practice all the time. Because where did I read? Well, my people suffer needlessly, and my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. And it is the medical monopoly which is keeping sound medical knowledge out of the hands of most people, and it's a tragedy.
Well, that's why we have you here tonight, and that's why we had Wendy Wilson with us last night. You know, she's been at this for a long time. You guys are on the same page with her. And that is why we have the frontline doctors with us here to get your message out. And one of the ways we do that is we've been sending out Everybody Is Sick and I Know Why, and also Attempt a Cure with holistic medicine. So,
How are your stockpiles getting? Do you need more?
Yeah, we can always use more. We always, because we go through them, you know, whenever we have you on, the next day we get a bunch of orders in.
Okay, very good. I'll send some more to you tomorrow.
And these, we appreciate it very, very much. But just let the folks know, okay, that about the book Attempt a Cure especially, you list from A to Z in there all the different ailments. People should understand that. You know, sometimes, though, it might be better if you use, I know that there's the clinical name for certain herbs, and just use maybe the herbal name. We had some cases of that. I think today we were talking about that.
Hypericum, you just said?
Yeah.
At the store that I go to, Dr. Glidden, they cross-reference it for me, and it's called St. John's Wort. Now, I don't think that the bottle that they had there had the varying strengths, but I know for a fact that I've used this, and your remedy with the tube that I've bought that for people before, and the St. John's Wort I know is working for two people now that have cancer that are going through chemo, and you told me about that before too.
Yeah, it's just knowledge. We need knowledge. We need to disseminate this information, and so my hat goes off to you, Pastor, and everybody in your organization. I really appreciate the platform. If I seem tall, it's because I'm standing on the shoulders of people like you, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, we're gonna fight big pharma with everything we have. We understand, you know, it's biblical literacy in this country. It's an amazing thing. If they understood that pharmakia means wizardry, it means witchcraft.
Yeah,
so we
crazy,
look at two things. One, the natural herbs. God's given us the natural herbs, and the devil giving us witchcraft. I'd rather get my medicine from God, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes. That was a funny thing that there was a saying on the in the men's room at the medical school that I went to. And someone had scratched it into the wall like graffiti.
Yeah.
And it said, "God made herbs, man made drugs. Who do you trust?"
You know, what do you think the answer would be if you were to ask Joe Biden that? That would be interesting. Okay, I just
Joe
wonder.
Biden, I don't think could comprehend the question. Honestly,
well, you do know? I got to tell you this, and well, no, I'll tell you after the break. We'll be right back after this.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and their global overlords now surround us holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel.
All righty, we're back. And I got to tell you this, that when I went to tell you now, Biden, I really hope he was trying to maybe crack a joke, okay? But Biden tells the Air Force cadets he applied to the Naval Academy for after graduating high school 300 years ago. He said in the 1700s, okay? Joe Biden Thursday delivered a 2023 commencement address at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Biden told the cadets he applied to the Naval Academy after graduating high school 300 years ago. Joe Biden never applied.
You remember years ago there was a movie with Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine called Being There?
Absolutely. It's one of my all-time favorites. That's a wonderful movie.
Yeah. It was about a grown man who was mentally incompetent. He was like autistic or something, but he just wasn't all there. And he became president of the United States. It was really quite funny. It was a great movie.
Well, we wanted to make sure, you know, that we had the facts. So they did what they did. They applied to, there's no record of a Naval Academy appointment, yet he has made the claim many times during his speeches. And so there's also no proof that Joe Biden graduated high school in the 1700s. According to the New York Post fact check on this claim, curators at the Delaware Historical Association in Wilmington were never able to find any evidence at all to back up Joe Biden's claim that he was appointed to the military school. Biden will get away with this brazen lie because he doesn't really. There is no real media besides us out there. And anyhow,
it's all a crock of crap. And you know, it might have been a good thing if he actually did graduate in the 1700s, because I remember when I was an undergraduate, I forget what course, so it must have been a history course. But they showed us the final exam from a geometry class in high school, a high school geometry final exam. And I could not have passed it. I would have failed that test. I mean, it was unbelievably intricate and sophisticated, and it was from the 1700s in the United States of America. I mean, our education has gone downhill so much, it's not even funny. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, because I'm a holist, and holists are trained to look to the root cause of everything. I think one of the root causes of all of the craziness that's allowed to happen here is because people are just dumber than stumps, and they're dumber than stumps because of the educational system here in the U.S.
Well, I've got something here that I'm sure you won't have a hard time believing. Whenever Pfizer donates to a charity, the recipients always seem to be in position to push the company's vaccines. Well, you know, they donated $1,944,101 to Rutgers University. And guess what? They insisted that all the students get the shot, okay? And then they donated Johns Hopkins University.
Correlation.
$923,525. And would you know it that the very same thing. Boston University, $914,575. University of New Mexico, $900,000. University of California, $900,000. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Mayo Clinic in Cleveland, the Cleveland Clinic, Pfizer gave $591,775. Just so happens that all of these people insisted that you take the Pfizer shot, huh?
But they're also, do you realize the first year of COVID on just the shot, Pfizer made $149 billion? Do you know how, those are pennies. They gave them nothing. You know, $1 million, $500,000, that's nothing compared to the money they've raked in.
Oh, I know, I know.
It's a great point. And that's one of the reasons why the direct-to-consumer ads on TV for drugs have, like, tripled.
Yeah.
Because of all that money that they made. And you know why they do those ads on TV? Because they work.
Oh, yeah.
People are dumber than stumps. Yes. Oh, you know, take this drug. It may kill you. It may make you go blind. It may make your wife go blind.
Yes, but
ask your doctor.
Yeah. Well, see, this is why you're never going to hear anything negative. You're not going to hear anything about all the people that have died from the shot. You won't hear a word of that at NBC or at CBS or PMSNBC, none of them, because, well, you know, just look at who's doing all of the advertising, huh?
And you're not going to hear about the alternative, quote-unquote, medical practitioners who have cured people without the use of, you know, any of the stuff that they were touting.
But, you know, the word is getting out, though. More and more people are going to naturopathic medicine. I mean,
they are, and it's kind of a watershed moment for my profession, and people are waking up. And, I mean, let's be honest, Pastor. I mean, let's be honest, right? Most people don't even know how to pronounce naturopathy or naturopathic, let alone know what a naturopathic doctor is, right? And again, thank you very much, Big Pharma. That's the reason, because we've been under the heel of their jackboot for over 100 years now. But you're right. The tide is turning. People are, they've had it. They've just had it. And they're looking for alternatives, which are science-based, clinically verified, and delivered by physicians.
Well,
the naturopathic community is just the dog for that hunt.
Just like what you're seeing right now with all the whistleblowers now with the FBI and the whistleblowers in the IRS. By the way, the whistleblowers in the IRS are hiding. They're hiding. They're afraid for their lives. And we saw how the whistleblowers for the FBI were treated. Now you've got many, many whistleblowers that are coming out against Big Pharma. Against Pfizer. In fact, their former vice president, top research scientist, came out, and he spoke out against it, said, you know, this stuff's poison, don't take it, okay? And so, but you have whistleblowers who are telling people how they've gotten sick when they took the first shot, what it did to them, And more and more proof is coming out because of programs like this. Stay away from Big Pharma. Stay away from as much as you can. Have nothing to do with it, okay?
And the COVID stuff is just the tip of the iceberg as far as I'm concerned, because it's true. The leading cause of death in the United States is MD-directed medicine. The leading cause of bankruptcy, MD-directed medicine. While Big Pharma's been in control of everything, autism has gone through the roof. It's a biblical plague. Alzheimer's has gone through the roof. That they're creating a nanny society, right? Chronic disease is accelerating. It's not getting better. It's accelerating. Life expectancy is getting shorter. And why is this? It's because the medicine that people have access to through the pharmaceutical industry, which controls everything, that is sick care. It's not health care. It's disease management. It's not a healing, curative medicine. It makes you weaker and more dependent on the drugs over time. And, you know, it's better from dying from a heart attack than to do that, but it's even better to attempt to cure the condition that gave you the heart condition in the first place. And so, you know, as bad, and I have to tell you, Pastor, as you know, I've been doing this for almost 35 years now, clinically, and as bad as you can speculate that it is because of what you know, and, you know, you can logically extrapolate, it's 100 times worse. If you saw what I see on a daily basis with my patients, you'd be horrified.
I was listening to, this goes back several years ago. In fact, we had like a 7-part series that were put out describing exactly what you're talking about with these vaccines and all of Big Pharma and just exactly the effect that it's having on people. It's unbelievable how, and we've done a number of programs where we actually had people that worked within these corporations, and these people were research scientists, a husband and a wife working together, and I'll never forget that. We had him on here on the program. They found out that their companies were hiding the results of a lot of the tests that they took. And so what happened, they went in to their own office to get their own research papers. And when they were in there, the deep state showed up, tied them both up in chairs and interrogated and intimidated them. These are people in their own office, okay? Because of this big money in Big Pharma. And we're seeing all this, but praise the good Lord for whistleblowers. Praise the good Lord for people that will stand up. And we're going to, I'm going to do some fast articles here, Peter. And then when we come back at the second part of the hour, we're going to do a clip on, we've been telling people for years and years, in fact, if we go all the way back, and I mean go back back into the 90s, and we were telling people about what was taking place with the pedophilia, with the children, with the, you know, we did programs where all of a sudden children just end up missing. In fact, you have an article there, don't you, about here in Cleveland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. It says, Cleveland sees 27 children reported missing in a 2-week period as police investigate. And the Newburgh Heights Police Department, the guy's name is John LaJoy, said the number of reports is something he hasn't seen in his 33 years as an officer, noting that the majority of cases is now most likely runaways and not abductions, just always peaks and valleys, he says. It's a silent crime that happens right under our noses, LaJoy says. The problem is, where are they? Where do they go? And they can be in a drug house, a gang, or farm to prostitution, or caught up in the drug trafficking. LaJoy noted that a lot of the teenagers go to the gangs for protection, which leads to a life of crime. He also discussed a major issue of not having photos of the children available to the police website. He said that unless someone knows that person, we're not going to have much luck. Sylvia Colon, the founder of Cleveland Missing, told the outlet that every family's experienced it in a different way, but there are some things that just aren't the same for everybody. It's a first, it's a disbelief, then blame. Where did we go wrong? Where did we do something wrong? Or, oh, my gosh, how are we going to find this
person? You know, Randy, I wanted to, when we go back and look at some of the cases that we had, we worked on some of these. We backed and went right there in Mansfield, Ohio. You had child trafficking rings coming in where they were literally having child auctions in Detroit, picking them up, bringing them up here, right into Mansfield and into Cleveland. We exposed a lot of what was taking place back then. Also, we tried to run down a case in Nebraska where they had, it was, where you had some congressmen who tried to expose what was the pedophilia that was taking place, and there was some very, very wealthy people involved. In Oklahoma, we had a situation where 60 children from one of the children's, what do you call it, protection aids.
Right, I remember that.
Disappeared, and said, well, where'd those children go? Where are they?
That's exactly right.
We don't know. We think they ran away. And it was like, really? Who cares? Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. But now we're going to play a clip because we've been telling people, and we told people a while back, there's things happening right now that we can't talk about because if we tell you about it, you're going to get angry at us because you don't want to know these things. You really don't even want to know, okay? You're not ready.
Before you start, can I just give the hotline number? People can call it, and they'll help, and then I'll get out of the way here. It's area code 216-623-7697, and I'll report it, and then that'll be it. 216-623-7697. That's here in Cleveland, and that's a hotline number if you know anything about any child that's missing.
All right, very good. And we're going to do a couple articles. Little Lisa's got an article. Go
okay,
for
well,
it.
Speaking of children, it
Lisa,
says,
you got to speak right into that mic.
Okay.
That's that thing in front of you?
Speaking of children, yeah. Anyway, New Hampshire School District is using $4,000 in COVID relief funds to pay for high school drag show. Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig's administration has approved $4,000 for Manchester High School West June 2nd Pride event, which will come from American Rescue Plan Act funding, according to a report from a New Hampshire journal. And that includes $500 to pay drag performers to appear at the public school. The funding was approved through the city's community event and activation grant program, according to documents obtained by the New Hampshire journal.
They just had to cancel a big graduation class at a high school there in Texas. And because out of the entire class, they only had five people that qualified to graduate, okay? And so they had to cancel it. So there you go. There's the benefits of sending your children to the public school system, folks.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah. And now here's another one. Remember we told you before about the drag queens. Remember we told you about Austin and Millie promoting drag queens. Now, Austin, I watched him, Secretary of Defense Austin, lie. He sat there and he lied, and Gates kept asking him over and over again, why is the Pentagon, why are you funding drag queens? Why are you bringing drag queens on military bases? And he sat there, he says, we don't fund them. We don't do that. And he knew he was lying. He knew he was lying, but so here you go. Pentagon orders Nellis Air Force Base to cancel on-base family-friendly drag show after pressure from Matt Gaetz. So he said that he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And Gaetz said, what about here? This just took place. They had pictures and everything. And even looking at that, Milley stood there because he was told to deny, deny, deny. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley are reported to have ordered Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to cancel a drag show that was to be held on base Thursday to mark the start of Pride Month, the family-friendly drag show being held for the third year in a row on the base. Orders were canceled, and the show was to relocate off the base. This, you know, family-friendly. There's no, you know, that's like a really, really, really small, large man, right? There is no such thing as family-friendly drag shows. That is a complete idiot that would say something like
yes.
that. Okay, and again, now there are a number of people that actually believe, and I can't say that I doubt them, that both Lloyd S. Austin and Mark Milley are in themselves drag queens, okay? They promoted it. Look what they've done, where they have put the emphasis not on training military men to fighting men. They can't understand why people don't want to join the military now. They're so far away from recruiting. It's because they've been promoting sodomy. They've been promoting drag queens. It's unbelievable, okay, that this stuff is happening out there today. But this is where what America's been reduced to, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you think about it, it even ties in with the other woke stuff like the Anheuser-Busch fiasco and targeting those people. And they still, and it's interesting to me that even when they've come back to respond, they still don't get it. It's like they're worse off, you know, with their response than they were when the whole thing started. They really don't understand that people don't want that.
It's because, you see, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they understood that. And they told the Catholic people, you people out there, you people are stupid. We really believe that you Catholic people are really, really stupid, because we're going to bring in these drag queens who are going to dress up like nuns and just the most filthy, dirty, abominable, sleazy, and we're going to do this, and we don't care if we offend you, because you're not smart enough to be offended. And we'll do this, we'll stick it in your face, and you dummies will keep coming to the and buying the tickets to come to the ball game, right?
But that's I think that they're so far out in left field that they really don't understand that most people don't want that. They really don't understand. I mean, because I can't believe that Target would want to lose $7 billion in a week, that Anheuser-Busch would want to bleed basically to death in red ink. I think that they
Anheuser-Busch
don't
understand Anheuser-Bush is up to $20 billion lost. Yeah. Target's up to $9 billion now lost.
Yeah.
Kohl's has lost. We know that Bed Bath & Beyond's gone. They went out of business. Now PetSmart. Check this out. PetSmart launches sodomite week for dogs and cats.
So, oh, no.
Sakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. PetSmart is proud to evaluate the voices and experience.
For dogs and cats.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. For dogs and cats. They alluded to their partnership with Gleason in the Post education consultant. So folks out there, they joined Target, Disney. Oh, we missed Disney.
Yeah.
Disneyland from now on is called Pedophile Land, okay? So from now on, folks, always refer to Disney as Pedophile Park, okay?
Well, let's call it Dizzyland.
Yeah.
Dizzyland.
And so here they're all losing money now. And also the Library Association, it's losing money now. So they're all going down that road. So, folks, listen, you had two of the Los Angeles baseball players saying, we want nothing to do with this because this is dirty, it's filthy, it's sleazy, and this is really stupid that you're doing this.
Yeah, it was Kershaw, and the other guy's last name begins with a T, and something or another, but Kershaw, everybody should know his name.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how many of the other players, if there any, would have the courage, the decency, the respect, and the honor. So I would tell people, look, folks out there listening, if you know anybody that's in the administration of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and for most of the players, if you know these people, keep your children away from them. They're not good people, right? I mean, that means they have absolutely no morals, no values, no honor. Their morality is where it's in the sewer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is really reprehensible.
Yes.
Okay.
And the root cause of all of it is atheism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because, yes. I mean, if you don't believe in God, if you don't have any conceptual ideation at all of anything metaphysical, then not only have you thrown the baby out with the bathwater as far as health is concerned, because, you know, the health of the human body is intimately related with the health of the spirit and the presence of the spirit. But if you don't believe in that, if you have no belief in God, if you actually think that you are just a bag of biochemicals waiting to break, that when you die, it's lights out, game over, it's oblivion for eternity, then these things make sense. Then that's why people are acting like this, because they're atheistic and they just don't get it. They've completely missed the boat.
And don't you think, Dr. Glidden, that, like, we've waited too long to push back?
Yes.
Like, when this was small, we should have nipped it. We didn't. And now that it's gotten big, people are finally pushing back. But it's now you're fighting a monster.
Yeah, but I think it's always been a monster, though, because
yeah.
I think if we started to push back whenever, the same resistance would have been there. I mean, this all comes from Hollywood and big money
yeah.
organizations. And people that control the media, and that they're controlling the narrative, and it's all controlled out of fear. Because, you know, people don't want to be canceled. People don't want to be stigmatized as being non-inclusive.
Yeah.
People don't want to be stigmatized as being prejudicial. And people pay way too much attention to what other people say about them on social media. It's nuts.
Absolutely.
And it's all driven by atheism, and I think that's the fault of a lot of the pastors in the United States. I mean, if it's any, I don't know if we can lay blame anywhere, but
that's exactly where it starts. That's what God's Word, the Bible says. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and it starts in that pulpit. And no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpits of what is supposed to be churches. Pastors are supposed to be bold. They're supposed to be righteous and bold and to lead the charge, but they failed. When God was expelled from the public school system, the pastors had they were to march on Washington, D.C. They had the responsibility, the duty, to march on Washington, D.C. and put that court on trial for treason against God and country. That's what they did. They committed treason. The pastors failed, but I remember especially in 73 with Roe v. Wade, and I was saying, where's the march? Where's the upcry? Where are the bold pastors? Well, there was 100 of us went to Washington, D.C., okay, folks, 100. It should have been 20,000. 100 pastors went. There should have been 20,000 of them going there.
Amen.
And putting that court on trial for treason against God, but they failed. They failed God. Now, there is a movement in the country right now amongst the pastors that is gaining strength to stand up and start leading the people and come out of there. We have too many entertainment centers. We need more churches. And the good news is that all of the churches that are starting, the newer ones, are usually small, fundamentalist, actually Bible-teaching. People really want to know the Word of God. We're coming to a break here. When we come back, I'm going to give a little introduction. And then we're going to listen to a clip, do a lot of commentary. And then, Peter, we're going to open the phone lines and let folks call in and talk to you. Be right back after this.
Fight the fight. Take a stand. Light the light. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley?
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschatz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.